The Osgood File, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime, from anywhere. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A U.S. soldier held prisoner by the Taliban for 5 years is back in American hands, but not everyone is celebrating. More after this from Charlie. Since 2009, he's been seen only in Taliban videos.
Let me go. Release. Get me to be released.
But in a tense transfer in eastern Afghanistan, U.S. Special Forces finally took custody of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl from the Taliban fighters who've been holding him for the last 5 years.
5 years is a seemingly endless long time. But you've made it.
His parents were relieved and grateful. But some members of Congress are upset with the price of Sergeant Bergdahl's freedom, the release of five Taliban prisoners from Guantanamo, who were seen arriving in Qatar to receive the hugs and smiles of their relatives. They were among 48 prisoners the Pentagon once labeled too dangerous to release, and CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate says they will very likely re-enter the fight, and even if they don't,
they present political and fundraising value for the Taliban, especially for the long term.
And on CNN's State of the Union, Representative Mike Rogers, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says the deal raises the value of Americans as hostages.
You've sent a message to every al-Qaeda group, by the way, who are some who are holding U.S. hostages today, that there is some value now in that hostage in a way that they didn't have before.
Moreover, there is a law that requires the White House to notify Congress 30 days before releasing any prisoners from Guantanamo. That was not done. And there are other loose ends, including a Rolling Stone magazine report that Bergdahl, before he went missing, had emailed his parents saying he was disillusioned with his mission. So no surprise, a number of House committees are already making plans to launch investigations. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.